CRI News, this is Wen Jie. A book of selected remarks by President Xi Jinping on national defense and building a strong army has been published. The book includes 67 of Xi's statements made between November 2012 and April 2017. It will be distributed to officers at the regimental level and above. Chinese authorities have announced a reform plan for the country's oil and gas industry. The plan calls on the market to play a decisive role in the sector to make it efficient and competitive. The plan has been approved by the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China and the State Council. Construction of a new high-speed rail line around the Chinese capital has begun. The passenger line will connect Beijing and Bazhou, a neighboring city 80 kilometers to the south. Bazhou is also adjacent to Xiong'an New Area, the country's emerging development zone. The rail line is also designed to facilitate passengers to Beijing's new airport that is under construction. With a design speed of 350 kilometers an hour, the railway will be completed in 2019. A senior Chinese official has said the Belt and Road Initiative could connect with Vietnam's development strategy. Chinese Commerce Minister Zhong Shan makes the remark while meeting with Vietnamese President Truan Dai Quan in Hanoi. Zhong Shan says as the largest trading partner of Vietnam, China is ready to implement trade and economic consensus between leaders of the two countries. For his part, Truan Dai Quan says Vietnam is ready to deepen strategic partnership with China, and Hanoi will try to better coordinate with Beijing to prepare for the APEC summit this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has met with leaders from the Gulf Cooperation Council countries. As part of his visit to Saudi Arabia, Trump calls for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism. Following separate meetings with leaders of several nations, including Egypt and Qatar, Trump is expected to join Saudi King Salman in opening Riyadh's new anti-terrorism center later on Sunday. Trump is scheduled to leave Saudi Arabia early Monday to head to Israel. An Iranian army general has refuted calls by the U.S. for a policy shift in Tehran's conduct. The army's general's move comes after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's comment on Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's second term. The general says the only way to peace in the Middle East is a pullout of the U.S. forces from the region. He also says nothing will stop Iran from developing its defense programs, describing the boost of Iran's missile defense systems as a top priority for the Islamic Republic. South Korean military says North Korea has launched an unidentified ballistic missile. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea fired the missile in the eastern direction Sunday afternoon. The projectile reportedly flew some 500 kilometers. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all parties to restore calm in southern Libya. The UN chief expresses deep concern over the military escalation at the Brak el-Shati airbase and calls on all parties to exercise restraint. Guterres notes that continued insecurity in Libya is a reminder that there is no military solution. Libyan military says clashes at the airbase between the armed forces and a rival militia killed 141 people. Libya has been suffering insecurity and chaos since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi's government in 2011. Four Chinese victims of a massive visa fraud scheme have filed a lawsuit to Los Angeles court. The scheme involved as many as 100 Chinese citizens, which led to a federal investigation followed by lawsuit by the alleged victims. Federal authorities raided a business called California Investment Immigration Fund, located in Los Angeles last April. The business sought over $50 million in total from 100 Chinese investors and claimed to help them obtain permanent U.S. residency through an EB-5 program. FAW Volkswagen has decided to recall over 577,000 vehicles in China. The recall is triggered by a potential malfunction of the exterior lights caused by a faulty fuse. The recall involves 410,000 hatchbacks and 160,000 sedans. The joint venture will replace the fuse for free to eliminate risks. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.